talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said our home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up January 29th through the 31st at the brand new Gelliard Center in downtown Charleston, the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, which happens every April, and also the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, which happens every August. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. Today's radio show is sponsored by Express Sunrooms, and we're very proud to have Express Sunrooms as the sponsor, one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, which I just mentioned, coming up January 29th through the 31st at Gelliard Center in downtown Charleston. And we'll be talking to Michael Gregory with Express Sunrooms. Also, we'll be talking with Todd O'Neill with Royal Building Products. Also, Randy Wright with Century Glass. And then we've got some bonus interviews for you. About a month ago, Buck Lumber and Building Supply held a customer appreciation event and also had a big tabletop expo with representatives from all of all the products that they sell at Buck Lumber. And they invited all their guests to come out. And we're going to be talking with one of the folks that was invited to the event, architect Jim Henshaw with Herlong & Associates. We'll also be talking to Rick Jackson with Carolina Machine Finishing, and he was one of the vendors at the event. Also, Steve Hodges with KBRS Microfactory of Charleston. And finally, we'll be talking with Zach Faulkner with Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vents. Well, the Charleston Home and Design Show on is coming up January 29th through the 31st, and I hope everyone will be coming down to the home show. We're going to have free admission on Friday once again, so you'll be able to see the beautiful new Gelliard Center for free. And then we've also got reduced admission costs on Saturday and Sunday, $2 per person after 2 p.m. each day on Saturday and Sunday. Hope you have a great weekend, and Merry Christmas, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Express Sunrooms, and we're very proud to have Express Sunrooms as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, coming up January 29th through the 31st at the brand new Gelliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Michael Gregory with Express Sunrooms. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Michael, take a moment and tell everybody about Express Sunrooms.
Well, we're a licensed, bonded, and insured home improvement company. We specialize, obviously, in sunrooms, as the name fits. But we do screen rooms. We do pergolas, custom decks, awnings, anything that's more or less an outdoor retreat or for the outdoor lifestyle.
Gotcha. Okay. Good deal. Outdoor living, very, very popular in the Charleston area. So, and I see the Express Sunrooms building permits all the time when I personally go around and collect building permit data to mail our magazine, Charleston Home and Design Magazine, to those folks. And I see Express Sunrooms
pulling permits all over the Lowcountry. You folks do work throughout the Tri-County area, right?
Yep, that's right. We're throughout the Tri-County area. We currently we'll build about 500 projects a year, and some of those are smaller projects, you know, a basic patio cover and awning, and some of them are, you know, complete outdoor remakes. So, yeah, a lot of fun, a lot of action going on at Express Sunrooms.
Express Sunrooms sounds like a franchise, and you folks, but the interesting thing is Express Sunrooms is headquartered right here in the Charleston area, but you folks have had so much success, you are offering franchises, and you have franchises outside of the Charleston area, right?
Yep, that's right. We started right here in Charleston, South Carolina, as a local small business, and just found that the way that we do things is not your typical home improvement company approach. And we've just learned over the years how to duplicate that. And as you said, we've had a lot of success in the area, and we started expanding out, and we went from one location to two, and now we have 10 locations. And actually our newest location will be opening up in February down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
So that's great. Well, congratulations on your success here at Express Sunrooms, and you're the principal, the owner?
That's correct. Myself and I have a partner, Eric, as well.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Well, you mentioned several products that Express Sunrooms offers homeowners for outdoor living. I understand that you've got a new product that you're taking on?
That's right. We're really excited. There's a brand of awning called Sonesta. They're out of Jacksonville, Florida. They're one of the top two awning manufacturers in the world, and they're very, very particular about the companies and the contractors that they take on to be a dealer for Sonesta. And after a long negotiation and process, Sonesta selected Express Sunrooms to be their dealer here in the Charleston area, and we'll carry their complete product line. We're certainly proud to be a part of Sonesta. As I said, they're one of the top two in the world, and feel it's a big honor for them to have chose Express Sunrooms. After viewing a lot of folks out there, they came back to us and said, hey, we're the guys that we want to partner together with you. So we're off and running.
That's great. Congratulations on that. People know Sonesta for awnings. But Sonesta actually has more products than just an awning, right?
Yeah, they're certainly about outdoor comfort, you know, shade protection, sun protection, creating shades, defining spaces, and they carry certainly your typical awning that you might have over your patio or deck that allows you to utilize it when the sun is there. But they have some other products. We build a lot of pergolas, and pergolas are a great product to define spaces, put over outdoor kitchens and patios and stuff.
What is a pergola?
A pergola is the easiest way to explain it. Most people will see them either built of wood or white aluminum material, and they have post on them. They have like a lattice top on the top. So a lot of times people will grow vines and stuff over them. It's really a great product to define space, to say, hey, this is where we're supposed to be hanging out. This is where we're drinking coffee in the mornings or wine in the evenings and cooking out on the grill. And typically they provide shading, about 60% shading. But Sonesta has a product that goes right on the top of a pergola, if you have an existing pergola or new construction. And it will allow you to have weather protection, some protection from rain on those days that you still want to sit outside even though it's raining, light drizzle type thing, or if you need some additional shading, but you don't want it all the time. A lot of folks will buy a pergola because they want shading, but they don't want to keep the light out of the back of their home coming through the doors and windows, and a pergola can do that. Well, with this awning, it allows you to kind of control that shading, so you can have the shade when you want, but have the sunlight when you want. So.
Very nice.
Yeah, and Sonesta has some other products available, things that are for a lot of communities, have outdoor areas with picnic tables and stuff. They have shading systems that can allow you to create a large area that can be covered when you want it to be covered from the rain and the sun, and open when you don't. They have three or four other types of products that we're really excited about as well.
How long has Express Sunrooms been in business?
Going on 13 years now.
13 years. Yep. So the nice thing is if anybody ever has a problem with a Sonesta product or and the reality is you want to hope that you never have a problem with your washing machine or your dishwasher or whatever, but inevitably things are going to happen, and so the question is what happens when a problem does occur, and having what happens when there is a problem, can they? I would think the nice thing is you being a local company, they could just pick up the phone and call Express Sunrooms and you're going to take care of it.
Yep, I mean, absolutely true. We have a no-question-asked labor warranty, which basically means that if you have a problem, you give us a call. No questions asked. We're going to come out there and take care of it. I've had customers that have called and said, hey, my dog tore the screen on my porch and, can you guys come out and fix it? We'll pay you for it. And of course, our answer is, hey, you're one of our customers. You're a part of our no question asked labor warranty. We'll come out there and take care of that. Won't cost you a dime. And we just feel that doing business that way, number one, it's just the right thing to do. But more importantly, we get a lot of referral business by taking care of folks on simple, small, little warranty calls that maybe another company might not answer the phone or might not show up when they're supposed to. Because we do answer the phone, we do come out there and take care of it, and we brag about our no-question-asked warranty. It sends you more customers in the long run. It's just good business, a good way of doing things. And I think Sonesta recognized that in us by taking a look at our track record and visiting some of our customers and calling and talking to them and just getting the positive feedback. It was a big part of the decision that they made to go with Express Sunrooms as their dealer for the area.
That's great. I haven't asked you this question in several years. Express Sunrooms has been an advertiser of Charleston Home and Design magazine for many, many years, and I've interviewed you many times on the radio show, but I haven't had asked this question in a long time. I hope it's still accurate. Do you still have that plan where when you're building something for your customer, they don't pay anything until the project is finished and they're satisfied with it?
Yeah, absolutely. It was 13 years ago when we sat down and said we're going to create this home improvement company and we're going to improve it by doing business different than other contractors do. That was one of the main focuses. Homeowners, when it comes time for a project that they want to do, the first question they always have is, who do we call? And the next question is, well, who do we trust? And by having our no-pay guarantee, which simply means that there's no money up front, in other words, no deposit, no down payment, nothing's required, it really allows that customer to instill a trust in us because they know that we're going to get the job done, we're going to do it right, we're going to do it quickly, because we're not going to get one dime until we do. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we're in business. We want to make sure that you're happy so that we can get paid and hopefully get a referral down the road and go on to our next customer. So it's a definite big part of our business, having the no-pay guarantee. It's something we're very proud of. We've done that on every job since the day we've been in business, and we'll keep doing it forever. So,
well, I think that's something very, very unique to Express Sunrooms. I don't hear that from other contractors. How can folks get more information about Express Sunrooms?
Easiest way nowadays, obviously, visit us on the web, expresssunrooms.com. But certainly you can call our office here in Somerville where we're located at today. That number is 843-501-0036.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Michael Gregory with Express Sunrooms, and thanks to Express Sunrooms for hosting today's radio show and also being a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 29th through the 31st at the brand new Gilliard Center. Thanks, Michael.
Thanks.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Today's radio show is coming to you from Express Sunrooms, and we're very proud to have Express Sunrooms as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 29th through the 31st at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Todd O'Neill with Royal Building Products. How you doing, Todd?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good. Todd, take a moment and tell everybody about Royal Building Products.
Sure. So Royal Building Products is essentially a PVC manufacturer. We manufacture vinyl siding, cellular PVC trims, And recently we've gotten into doing some cellular PVC siding as well as cellular PVC decking.
Gotcha. And what is cellular PVC and why is that an advantage over traditional building materials?
Yeah, if you think about solid PVC materials, they're very rigid and can be brittle. When you add the cellular side of things, you're putting some air in there, you're lightening up the product, you're making it more stable in the end.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And as far as maintenance goes, because we're talking about siding products that are made of cellular PVC versus maybe wooden siding or cement siding, or today we're going to talk about the Royal Building Products Zuri Premium Decking, and which is also a cellular PVC product.
It is, yeah. And when you're talking about building products in general, in comparison to wood and a lot of the other materials that are out there, you don't have the problems of holding moisture, mold, mildew, rotting, cracking, splitting, and all those things.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So let's talk about the Zuri Premium Decking. And so I'm looking at the ad for Royal Building Products in Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I see five different finishes that this comes in. What would you compare this type of decking to?
So we compare it to the exotic hardwood decking materials that are on the market. If you've followed the evolution of decking, you've seen, you know, people want more than pressure treated lumber. So we had wood composite materials came out in the 80s and 90s. We saw some issues there. A lot of those manufacturers then decided to cap those composites with PVC. So the next generation, or the evolution of decking, has become solid PVC.
Mm-hmm.
When you use cellular PVC, as we talked about before, you don't have any issues with mold, mildew, rotting, cracking, splitting. So on the real high end, and when you're designing an outdoor space and you flip through these magazines, you're typically going to see a beautiful outdoor space that almost looks like interior hardwood flooring.
Mm-hmm.
But that comes with a cost. So what we've done is we've come up with a way to give you that look without the maintenance.
Mm, very nice. Everybody wants low or no maintenance at home. No one wants to be spending their weekends having to pressure wash the wooden deck and then put a roll of stain on it. And you have to do that every few years if you want your deck to look nice. And so with the Zuri Premium Decking by Royal Building Products, first of all, does the decking look like real wood?
It does. It's amazing how many shows we've done throughout the country that people come up and pick up the material and say, what kind of wood is this? Essentially, it was designed to look that good, and we were successful. When you think about exotic hardwoods, there's names like Ipe and Garapa and Tiger Wood, and these are great materials. They're long-lasting materials. There is some maintenance where you have to oil them or power wash them probably once a year in this coastal environment.
They'll always turn a silver gray also with time also.
And that comes with the oiling. Typically,
right.
They would oil those materials,
which is, you know, that to me, that's high maintenance. I don't want to have to spend my weekend on doing that kind of stuff on my deck. And so, do you have to stain the Zuri Premium Decking? Do you have to, or does
Not
it come
at all.
Already with that look?
It comes with that look, and it's warranted for 25 years to not change.
That's fantastic. And there, as I mentioned, there's five different, looks like five different finishes here. Do you know the names of these finishes? This looks kind of like a light oak or
yeah, pine. There's a pecan, which is sort of a reddish tinge to it.
Mm-hmm.
There's chestnut, which would be the lightest color that mm-hmm. you're talking about. Walnut, mm-hmm. which is similar to pecan, a little bit darker. Brasilia, which is a deep, rich, dark red, and that would represent what an exotic hardwood would look, really oiled. And then weathered gray, mm-hmm. which we've actually found a lot of people, if you can get the right tone of that silvered out exotic hardwood, mm-hmm. they'd like to keep it. And that's a difficult thing to do, so we've been able to replicate that as well.
And, you know, not everybody, you know, is a tree hugger, and but when you use an exotic hardwood like Ipe that you mentioned, these are coming from rainforests in Brazil, for example. So, you know, that's probably not a good thing, you know, to use that kind of wood, whether you're a tree hugger or not. And combine that with the fact that the Zuri premium decking is very, very low maintenance, you know, makes it kind of an easy decision. Is there a big cost difference between the Zuri and like a wood decking product?
No, for the most part, it should be a little bit less expensive, especially when you consider the installation process. As great as these exotic hardwoods are, they're very difficult to cut and machine. You have to pre-drill or pre-biscuit, and you go through numerous blades and drill bits, whereas the cellular PVC material is as easy to cut as a softwood like pine.
Mm, nice. Well, good. Well, how can folks, where can folks find Zuri premium decking by Royal Building Products?
Sure. The simplest and easiest way would be to go to royalbuildingproducts.com, and the product is Zuri, Z-U-R-I. You can email me at todd.oneill, O-N-E-I-L-L, at royalbuildingproducts.com, or you can call me on my cell phone. It's 843-480-1238.
Okay, and are they available at different lumber yards around town?
We've recently brought it into this market. We set it up with a distributor called Diamond Hill Plywood,
mm-hmm.
so they can service virtually any lumber yard in the area.
Okay, good deal. All right. So if they went to a lumber yard like Buck Lumber or Southern Lumber and asked for Zuri?
Yeah, it's quite possible that they may not know that it's available to them just yet. But if you also mentioned Diamond Hill Plywood, they would know where to source it.
Awesome. Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Todd O'Neill with Royal Building Products about the Zuri Premium Decking. Thanks so much, Todd.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, today's radio show is sponsored by Express Sunrooms, and we're very proud to have Express Sunrooms as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 29th through the 31st at the brand new Galliard Center. And now we're talking to Randy Wright and Roy Bailey with Century Glass. How you doing, Randy?
Doing very well. How about yourself?
Good, good. Randy, take a moment and tell everybody about Century Glass.
Well, Century Glass has been actually serving South Carolina since 1991. We've got a tremendous track record in the evolution of glass, as it is a constantly evolving product, as shower doors evolve, windows in your home evolve, and even the windshield in your car evolves. And we've taken a lot of pride in being the industry leaders in coveting the new technology and the new systems and designs that come into our industry.
Mm-hmm. Where around the house could Century Glass help a homeowner?
Oh, we can help a homeowner, you know, in the kitchen with their cabinet doors. We can help a homeowner, of course, in their bathrooms with the custom shower doors and mirrors, and all the way through to replacing their auto glass. Century Glass has auto glass safety council certified technicians that go out. We pride ourselves on doing it right, and you know, we've been servicing the auto industry for as long as we've been in business.
So if, for instance, I had a patio door, French door that had like a double glass, and the outside layer of the glass broke, I wouldn't have to call the door company. I could call Century Glass to get that outer piece of glass replaced.
That's right. You give us a call, and actually that patio unit that has those two pieces of glass in it, that's actually a sealed unit, and so you don't just replace that outer pane or that inner pane, whichever one happened to break. You're going to replace the whole unit,
mm.
And it's the same way as a window on your home. A lot of people will call us, like you just said, and say, hey, I need, you know, I got two pieces of glass. The outside one's broke. Well, what we'll do then is we will take that frame apart. Most frames, there are a few companies out there that manufacture their frames to where they don't come apart very easily. But most frames are designed to come apart in a special way, and we take them apart, and we'll order you a new, what they call an insulated unit, and put that back into the frame, put the frame back in the opening so you don't have to buy a new window or a new patio door.
That's great. Well, Randy, talk about the glass shower enclosures that are so popular today. So many people are taking out that big garden tub and installing a either a larger shower unit with a nice big glass shower wall or door, right?
That's right. They are. That's one of the big remodel trends going on right now is getting rid of that tub that people use maybe once every 4 or 5 years and making that space more usable.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're doing that by, you know, getting with their remodeling contractor or with a good tile company and coming in and redesigning how that space is. And then we come in behind them and we can put in either a frameless, fully frameless shower unit, a steam unit, or for the people that are a little more concerned about, you know, a little bit of water that might be getting out of the shower, they can go with the semi-frameless, which is still gives you a frameless door, but has a little bit more metal around the opening to kind of keep that water in.
What are the differences between a frameless glass shower door and a semi-frameless glass shower door?
Well, a fully frameless shower door is one where typically you it's all glass to glass joints. There are no glass to metal joints. The hardware consists of either a U-channel that'll run along the base of the glass, and then or some clips that will clip the glass in place. Clip is actually the most popular. And then you've got your hinges that actually will mount your door to the wall. And so your joint between the door and the stationary panel would be a glass-to-glass joint. And you remove as much metal from the shower enclosure in the process.
Hmm. Is it really that much of a difference? I'm sure it's a much cleaner look with the frameless shower door versus the semi-frameless?
That is correct. Yeah, the frameless door really, really opens up a bathroom. Mm-hmm. You can really be able to highlight your tile work that you had done, you know, by not having your metal extrusions running up throughout the door.
Are you sacrificing any structural integrity with the frameless glass shower door?
No, you're not sacrificing any structural integrity at all. You know, what we like our customer to know is on the frameless doors, we say they're water resistant, but they're not watertight. Again, when you've got a glass to glass joint and it's operable, mm-hmm. where the hinge side is moving against the wall, against the tile, and then you've got it will meet up to an adjoining panel, you might get a little bit of water out of there on occasion. Mm-hmm. But typically the water that would come out of these is no more than what would be on your foot when you step out of the shower.
Mm.
For that more watertight application, we usually steer people more to a semi-frameless shower.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, you know, both of those on display in our showroom.
Mm-hmm. So. Is there a big difference in price with the frameless glass shower door versus the semi-frameless?
Frameless glass door will run, depending on the design, the price ranges on these are all based on square footage, hardware finishes, and what we're doing, the challenges that are involved, which we love to embrace. But typically, you know, a frameless door may run about 40% more, depending on what we're doing, mm-hmm. than a semi-frameless.
Can you get, whether it's frameless or semi-frameless, if you wanted like a wall of glass, could you get the glass like so it's like extra tall, like maybe 8 feet tall or something like that?
Yes, we can. Now, if you're going to go 8 feet tall, we'll probably move you from a 3/8 piece of glass to a 1/2 inch piece of glass, just for structural integrity.
Mm-hmm.
But the beauty of the frameless units is typically we can do about whatever anybody wants to do. Everything we have custom made, it's custom fabricated. And then we go through and match the hardware, and we've got some software that we run our shower doors through to make sure that they're going to be safe.
What happens if the door breaks? Is it going to be shards of glass?
When a shower door breaks, shower door is made of tempered glass. Every piece of glass in a shower is required by code to be tempered. And that's going to break like the door glass in your car. 100 little pieces, or more than 100, several thousand little pieces.
They kind of stay together.
Yeah, they kind of stay together, but also their edges aren't jagged. Yes, they will cut you, but you're not going to get these shards of glass where if somebody fell into them. You know, sometimes you see in the movies where all of a sudden, you know, somebody falls down in their bathroom and they got this big old piece of glass sticking, you know, in a
horror movie.
That's typically not the case.
Yeah.
Those are required to be tempered, have been required to be tempered for some time now.
Do you hear about a lot of glass shower doors breaking?
Very seldom.
Very seldom. Yeah, you got to have a kid or slam it or something like that.
Yeah, actually, with tempered glass and shower doors, it's the subtle nick on an edge that can cause them to break more than a hard shut. I mean, anything can. It's glass.
Right.
It can break. It only has so much that it can endure.
Mm-hmm. Well, how can folks get more information about Century Glass?
Well, you can go to our website, www.centuryglasssc.com. We've got a very extensive site, has a lot of, of course, all of the product lines that we have with our auto program, our residential program, our shower door program. Call us, or you can just come by our showroom at 5101 Ashley Phosphate Road. And we're in Suite 132 in the Festival Center, and that's at the corner of Ashley Phosphate and Dorchester Road.
And you got lots and lots of different versions of the shower glass doors that we're
Yeah, we have over 20 different shower doors on display that you can come in and look at, everything from a handicap accessible to a fully framed unit.
Mm-hmm. My favorite is the one that the wheels are kind of showing. It's like the barn door kind of.
That's right. We have the barn door on display. You can come. You can feel how smooth that is. We also have our Century Glide door on display. That's a one that we had specially made and designed for us that we got a extremely good price point on.
Mm-hmm.
You can be in a fully frameless sliding shower door for less than $1,200.
Nice. Good deal. Well, we have been talking to Randy Wright and Roy Bailey with Century Glass. Thanks so much, gentlemen.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with architect Jim Henshaw with Herlong & Associates and also Flatfish Island Design. How you doing, Jim?
Doing fine, thanks.
Good. Jim, take a moment and tell everybody about Herlong & Associates and also Flatfish Island Design.
Well, Herlong & Associates is a custom residential architecture firm. We're one of the larger firms in the area with six registered architects, a group of interiors staff. We have three interior designers and one interior architect. And we do most of our work around the Lowcountry, but we're also across the country, in the Caribbean, really all over, wherever somebody calls us to do a home.
Very good. So, Jim, you are an architect by trade, and Herlong & Associates, primarily you're designing residential construction, is that correct?
That's correct. Probably 99% of what we do is residential. Occasionally, if we have a client who has a business and wants to do a small commercial project, we would be glad to take that on, but we're focused on residential architecture.
Gotcha. Why should a homeowner hire an architect? I think that's a question that a homeowner asks themselves when they're thinking about building a house. They buy the lot, and maybe they start looking on the internet for house plans, and they say, "Gosh, I could buy a house plan and give that to the builder. Why do I need a custom set of drawings drawn for us by an architect?"
Well, that's a question that a lot of people ask us when they're coming to us, and a lot of people have done this before, so they realize the value in an architect. But the process of building a custom home and designing a custom home is a complex process. There's a lot of decisions to be made. a lot of design work that, that leads to that house being what it is and being comfortable to live in and being sustainable so that things don't go wrong a year after you build the home. So we like taking our clients from the start to the finish, from even designing the house on the site to moving them in the home at the end of the process. And the difference in that as opposed to going the a simpler route by going with a plan service is it makes it easier for the client in the long run.
Yeah, and I think you said something key, and that was a lot of your customers that come to Herlong & Associates, they have used an architect in the past, and so they already understand and recognize the value. And that, I think that is absolutely a true statement, because anyone who has worked with an architect knows that you're going to end up with a better house, a house that is more livable and more efficient than you are if you do not use an architect. And I can just say from my own personal experience, hardly a week goes by that I don't think of some little aspect of our home, and I kind of thank myself for being smart enough to have hired an architect to design our house.
Right. Well, that's a big part of it is initially planning that house as opposed to just buying a plan and putting it on a lot. We think through how that house and the spaces in that house are going to be situated on that lot so that you capture the maybe there's views to be had on the property or specific breezes, prevailing breezes that come through the house. And just the light, the natural light that comes into that house, how do you control that and make it a benefit for that home, having windows in certain places, doors in certain places, and overhangs or porches in spots that make those spaces comfortable and inviting to live in.
You know, and I think we kind of live in that HGTV mentality where, you can turn on HGTV and in a matter of 30 minutes, you've got a brand new house. And homeowners, they want to be able to snap their fingers and have that amazing home finished. And they I think sometimes they may rush the whole process, and as part of rushing is let's just get a house buy a house plan online or something like that, or maybe we can get a draftsman to draw something up for us. And that, you know, when it comes to building a house, I mean, people sometimes do more research on buying a car than they do on building a house.
That's exactly true. Right? I mean, our clients that have done this process, worked with architects before, have said that over and over again. That's the long-term benefit of this is that they have to live in this house for, you know, whether it's 10, 20, 30 years, and they want it to be comfortable. So why not plan it out the way it needs to be planned out on that specific site for your specific needs and your family?
Yeah, I always say, when a homeowner decides that they're going to build a house, there's these different corners that they turn, and they say, okay, we're going to build a house. Okay, now we're going to this is our budget. This is how much money that we're going to spend on this house, and they make this huge assumption, this huge leap of faith that just because they're devoting the time and the money to the project, that the outcome will be exactly what they are hoping for. And it is possible to spend all that time and money and not be completely happy with the outcome. You might be disappointed with the outcome unless you do all that legwork and homework up front. And that's where an architect really help a homeowner.
I agree. And one step even further than that we go is we like to engage builders in the process as we're designing these custom homes. So whether it's one builder that the homeowner knows that they want to work with for the project, or whether it's three that they want to consider, we try to involve them early on in the process and hopefully engage that builder in their specific experiences about building in that area, so that the client is getting a lot of information up front as opposed to when they build the home. And it really pays off for most clients.
It does pay off, and not just in the livability, but also when you go to sell that house. It will sell faster, and it'll sell for more money than a non-architect designed home. So those are all the benefits of obviously using an architect, but there's still the matter of paying for an architect. And Herlong and Associates, you folks realized at some point, I'm not sure when this was, a couple years ago, that it was possible to really help serve the public with Flatfish Island Design, which is a sister company of Herlong and Associates. And tell our listeners how Flatfish Island Design can help homeowners as in contrast to Herlong and Associates.
Well, as you were discussing, Herlong and Associates and a lot of custom architecture firms, they take a lot longer, sometimes not a lot longer, but a good bit longer to design a home than if you went and bought that plan and slightly modified it online. So it takes more time, it's more expensive to do that, but there's a certain benefit with getting that. But about, I think, 6 or 7 years ago, we looked at the market and who was building homes, and there's only a small percentage that are going to architects to take that time and investment in designing a custom home. And we wanted to design more homes regardless of people's budgets for architects and for the build themselves. So we created Flatfish Island Designs, and that is an online plan service that you can select a plan online at our website, flatfishislanddesigns.com. And you can modify it slightly, or you can, we can use that as a starting point for a conceptual design and take it in an entirely different direction. But what that enables a customer or a property owner to do is find a plan that fits the specifics of their lot in general, as far as the size of the home and the number of particular spaces in that home. And work with their builder more than an architect on specifying what's going in that home for the and the details that are going in that home to meet a particular price point. So it's we like the flexibility of having both types of clients and really everyone in between too, because you can start with something and develop it as custom as you want it, but it gives you something to start with if you're not wanting to go the custom route.
And there's a cost savings to the homeowner, right? Instead of having that house plan drawn specifically for that particular house.
Absolutely. We architects, based on the time that they put in to the design of the house and all the services involved in that work, the fees are more than if you went to a plan service. So plan services, the plans are basically already drawn. You've got the basic set of documents. You still need to get structural engineering and some other things to supplement that set, but it's a prepackaged set of drawings that you could take to your builder, or if you're in another part of the country, you can take to those drawings to your local architect or local designer up there to have them modify the plan. So it's been a real good option for us to provide.
That's great. Well, how can folks learn more about Herlong and Associates and also Flatfish Island Design?
Well, like I said, on Flatfish Island Designs, the website's flatfishislanddesigns.com. We're on Sullivan's Island, and the number is 843-882-8123. And Herlong Associates, the website is Herlong Architects, and we're also on Sullivan's Island. We're all in one building, that's another one of the benefits of our plan service, is that everything's done by architects and people that have a good eye for detail. We're just offering it in a smaller package. But Herlong Associates number is 843-883-9190.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Jim Henshaw with Herlong and Associates and also Flatfish Island Design. Thanks so much, Jim.
All right, thank you.
And now we're talking with Rick Jackson with Carolina Machine Finishing here at the Buck Lumber Customer Appreciation event. How are you doing, Rick?
I'm doing very well, Tim.
Good, good. Rick, tell us what you have on display here.
Well, we got some fiber cement shingles. This is probably the coolest thing we got on the table today, Tim. It's a striated or combed fiber cement shingle set to create a bandsawn cedar shingle look with the durability and longevity of a fiber cement board. And what we've done a unique staining process on there, solid color base coat with a semi-trans glaze coat over top of it. So we create some, instead of just a monochromatic color, you can get some two-tone color and really bring a fiber cement shingle to life.
And it's got a lot of texture to it, too, with these smooth lines.
Yes, so the grooves are looking far more realistic for replicating a bandsawn cedar shingle as opposed to a faux wood grain. So architects like it that way. We've got quite a number of projects on Seabrook and Kiowa, Daniel Island, that the product's on. It's been very popular.
Now, Rick, Carolina Machine Finishing, you folks don't sell the siding products, but you do. You talk about the process that Carolina Machine Finishing uses to make the siding products better and last longer.
Sounds good. Well, we're here, obviously, here at Buck Lumber's Builder Appreciation today. They're one of our key partners in this industry, so we coat for them. So we coat for the lumber retailers. So anything that you can get from your local lumber supplier, we can have it coated. So that can be anything from interior flooring, interior trim, exterior siding, exterior trim, porch decking, porch railing, exterior columns. Everything can be fully encapsulated in our mechanical process in our factory, creating increased longevity in the product and the coating.
Now, you've used two terms that our listeners may not be familiar with. You said coating, and then you also mentioned the word encapsulating. But what we're really talking about is painting and staining the wood products, whether it be siding or decking or rail systems, that kind of thing.
Correct, because that's just basically all six sides coating, which has been the industry's recommendation for 100 years. Forest Products Laboratory, Western Red Cedar Association, the Cypress Associated, Pressure Treated Association, every industry out there, Southern Yellow Pine Association, they all recommend fully encapsulating materials to prevent moisture consumption, which causes premature wood failure. So that's what we do. So we run it through a machine, we coat it on all six sides. You call it back priming, you can call it coating on all six sides, but encapsulation sounds a lot better.
There you go. But with fiber cement siding, isn't this supposed to be more or less maintenance free? It's going to last. It's not like wood siding that's going to rot or crack and that kind of thing. Why does it need to be coated, or why can't you just put it up in the house and then slap some paint on it?
That's a great question, Tim, because I work with some forensic engineers and architects, and we look at problems have arisen on exterior siding and trim packages. And the same thing with wood. When you put it on the exterior side of the house, condensation builds up behind the wood. Sun draws it through the board, so it enters the backside, gets to the surface, and we all know that phenomenon by an old house peeling paint. Well, that doesn't happen with fiber cement. But what happens is the same moisture enters the backside of the board, it gets to the surface, it can't get out. Well, it gets out slowly through micropores on the coating. While it's inside that fiber cement board, it solubilizes the salt and free lime. Then the moisture gets to the surface, the moisture evaporates, and that salt and free lime recrystallizes on the surface. Everybody's had a brick home or a block house. They know that white powdery substance called efflorescence. That's the number one cause of repaint in fiber cement siding. It's usually, on average, about 5 to 6 years. So by coating it on the backside, you prevent efflorescence, make your paint job last 4 times longer.
You also, a homeowner can save money because instead of having the painting contractor paint all the siding or decking or any other wood exterior wood products, instead of them painting it on site, they can have Carolina Machine Finishing prime the siding and then put one coat on, and then the siding gets delivered to the job site, it's installed on the house, and then the painting contractor, you're only paying the painting contractor to put one coat on a finished coat, right? So you're saving, the homeowner would save money with that.
That's exactly right. So we kind of like to give people an idea, just on a 3,000 square foot house, one coat on all the siding, not the trim, one coat is going to run about $1,500. So that's coated on all six sides with more coating because we paint the board in a horizontal plane. So we can put four times more coating on the board because we're not working against gravity. Gravity works for us. So every square inch gets coated the same for about 50 cents per square foot. And we're not eliminating the painter. He's still going to do the final coat, but we just make sure the base coats are done properly. Therefore, you get the longevity and a much better looking product.
We've had a lot of rain recently in the last couple of months. What happens when a painting contractor is outside painting somebody's house and then a rainstorm blows through? They pack everything up for the day. There's a chance that the homeowner's not going to get the finished product that they want. It's not going to be 100%.
That's exactly right. And obviously the weakest link is the weak link of the chain is what breaks everything down. So you want the base coats to be the strongest possible. You can always back up and readdress a poor paint job that you got 10 years down the road. It can be recoated, but you can never back up and do the base coat again. So the base coats aren't done properly. If you wait till they're done in the field, you do it on a heavy rain day, you do it on a high humidity day, you can wind up with humidity pockets on the surface of the board. Water-based coatings won't stick to that. They dry, look nice and tense, but then they start bubbling up. I just had a contractor call me last week. He's got bubbling coating. Can't figure out why. The paint's dry. It's because there was water on the board when the painter applied. The paint did not stick to the surface. Those spots, the size of the palm of your hand, now swell up. There's people listening right now going, oh yeah, we see that on our railing. It's because it was painted on a humid day or a damp morning, and it will never stick. So that those kind of problems, we prevent them by doing them in the factory.
Interesting. Well, we use Carolina Machine Finishing when we built our house, and we live in a newer development. A lot of houses went up about the same time our house went up. And a lot of those houses, the paint has faded. They're ready for a new paint job. I always marvel at how good the paint in our house looks. It's been a little over 6 years, and I don't think we're going to have to repaint for probably another 10 or 15, 20 years.
Right, and that's the beauty of it, Tim. I mean, obviously that makes me nervous, but you're a good testimony there. Miss Sherry standing right behind you. We did her house as well, and we have builders that repeatedly tell us the same thing, that we coded for as many as 17, 18 years ago, and it's just part of their repertoire. They want to produce a good product, and that's why we're here. It's not cool to be able to shake hands with those guys. Jobs that you coded 17 years ago that the builder's still getting compliments on. That's a good feeling. We're not selling smoke and mirrors. We're selling something that works. We've got the longevity track record with over 20,000 jobs in the field and never a fail.
There you go. Well, how can folks learn more about Carolina Machine Finishing?
They can visit us on the web at carolinamachinefinishing.com or cmfprefinish.com. Call us at the office, 760-0029. We'd love to walk anybody through, do samples, whatever, Tim.
Okay, great. We've been talking to Rick Jackson with Carolina Machine Finishing. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you, Tim.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We're here at the Buck Lumber and Building Supply Customer Appreciation Day at Buck Lumber on James Island. Now talking with Steve Hodge with KBRS Micro Factory of Charleston. How you doing, Steve?
I'm great, Tim. How are you doing?
Steve, tell everyone what you're displaying here with KBRS Micro Factory of Charleston.
Today we are showing all of our product lines again with our flagship product, the XP system. We want that obviously to be in the forefront. We believe in its quality, and we really want people to understand that.
And what is the XP shower system?
It is a waterproof shower tile basin with all the wall material included. We also do install shower shampoo niches and seats as well, benches.
And what makes the XP system better than other ways to build a shower or a bath at home?
The great thing about the XP system is that we are installing it. Our factory trained employees are installing it, so we can put that lifetime warranty on it, which really sets us apart in the market.
And what could happen to someone's shower or tub at home if they're not using the KBRS XP shower system?
Well, the potential for leaks is great. We're seeing it day in and day out here with other systems, mud beds and other sheet good products being installed incorrectly. And that's where we set ourselves apart, by controlling that install and preventing any leaks for builders and homeowners alike.
Gotcha. And how can folks learn more about KBRS Microfactory of Charleston?
They can contact me directly, Steve Hodge, at 843-834-4949. They can visit our website, kbrsmicrofactory.com.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Steve Hodge with KBRS Microfactory of Charleston. Thanks, Steve.
Great, thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Now we're talking with Zach Faulkner with Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vents. How you doing, Zach?
I'm doing very good. It's a beautiful day for this outing here. Got some sunshine finally.
Sure is. Zach, what are you talking to builders today about regarding Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vents?
Really trying to stress the importance of FRE, our Flood Risk Evaluator service, with a homeowner's elevation certificate and a copy of their declaration page, which is the front page of their flood insurance policy. We can actually help that homeowner lower their flood insurance policy. It's yourfloodrisk.com. They can go there and upload those two documents. We actually own our own insurance company, so we are able to tell the homeowner what their new premium will be before they take any of those mitigation steps. So it's really beneficial to know that number. It just makes the homeowner more
the
willing
power.
They're more willing to do the work to make their home in compliance. And we're seeing an 83% average savings, so it's a big number.
So if a homeowner wants to try to save money on their flood insurance, they can visit the Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vent website and what is that again?
Well, there's smartvent.com, which has a link to FRE, and then there's also yourfloodrisk.com, which will bring them directly to that page to help them get some instant savings on their flood insurance.
Gotcha. So if a homeowner has Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vents installed on their house,
right,
they can turn around and go to their insurance company and say, you need to give me a discount because I've made some improvements to my house that will help reduce the risk of our house
damaged during
a flood. And the insurance company, I would imagine you have to prove to the insurance company that you've actually made these improvements and installed the Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vents, and then they'll give you a discount, right?
Exactly. All that stuff will be noted on their Elevate certificate that they have actually ICC engineered openings, like a Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vent on their home, and there are significant advantages and discounts to having an engineered opening versus a non-engineered opening, which is a typical air vent, which gets clogged with debris because of those face plates and screens and mesh screening behind the vent itself. They just flat out don't function, and ours are an actual flood vent versus an air vent. So you can just kind of think of that very simple answer to the problem is using an actual engineered flood opening.
And what happens if you do have those air vents in your foundation and there is a flood and they do get clogged?
Right.
What can the power of the water do to damage your home?
Well, we all know that debris is a fact of flood, so you have water ripping down the street, picking up everything in its path. Again, with the way air vents function is they're meant for air, so they have little tiny openings for the air to get through. Those instantly clog with water and debris, pancaking that debris onto that screen, and that just basically will then turn it into acting like a wall, which the hydrostatic pressure of continual water pressure on that foundation wall, it's going to crumble. And we've seen that happen, seen it a little bit here in the Charleston area, saw a lot up in Columbia with that previous, multiple day rainstorm and that flooding. An engineered opening like a Smart Vent, actually ours functions and it opens up, allowing a fully unobstructed area for that water and debris to pass through just like it naturally would. So that water's coming ripping down the street, our vents open up, let that water go out the other side of your crawl space, and no damage is done.
How can folks learn more about Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vents?
SmartVent.com, and we have tons and tons of informative information on there, videos, lots of technical documents on there, your iCode books we have downloadable on there, American Society of Engineers Handbook we have downloadable on there, your technical bulletin one, all these FEMA documents, anything that you possibly want to know, SmartVent.com is where to go.
Okay, great. We've been talking with Zach Faulkner with Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vents. Thanks so much, Zach.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm talking about a home. Talking about me and you. The things we'll do. I said a home. I'm not talking about a one-night stand. I want to be your man. I said a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.